United States.
Doug Burgum, North Dakota Rising. Meet a leading contender to be Donald Trump's vice presidential pick.
Few consider North Dakota, home to just under 800,000 people, to be a political laboratory. Though a beautiful and pleasant place to raise a family, North Dakota lacks a tourist draw like South Dakota's Mount Rushmore, and it was the only state that saw its population decline between 1930 and 2000, while America's more than doubled in size. Yet the Peace Garden State has produced plenty of notable Americans. North Dakota's Hall of Fame, a collection of portraits on the ground floor of the state's 19-story Art Deco Capitol, honors authors, generals, Olympians, entertainers, and even some journalists. It also features the former CEO of Great Plains Software, Doug Burgum. The 67-year-old from Arthur, a town of about 325 near the Minnesota border, was already famous by North Dakotan standards when he ran for governor in 2016. He has been the dominant figure in the state's politics ever since. Few Americans, however, had heard of him when he announced a long-shot Republican presidential candidacy in June 2023. His campaign focused on economic growth, energy production, and national security, standard Republican fare. Yet, to the surprise of many in Washington, Mr. Burgum has emerged as one of the favorites, alongside Senators J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio, to be selected as Mr. Trump's running mate. Mr. Trump has been teasing about the identity of his pick for months, but must end the sort of suspense when he accepts his party's nomination next week in Milwaukee. Mr. Burgum's full-blown entry into politics came relatively late in life. His mother served on the Republican National Committee during the Nixon era, but he was in no rush to dive in himself. After earning a bachelor's degree at North Dakota State University and an MBA from Stanford, he joined the accounting software business, memorialized in his Capitol portrait. The company went public in 1997, and Microsoft purchased it a few years later. Mr. Burgum then went into venture capital, and his property development firm helped revitalize downtown Fargo. Local Republicans knew of him as a businessman and donor. Then he crashed the party, largely self-funding a run for governor in 2016. Shane Gettle, a North Dakota Republican National Committee man, says he got to know Mr. Burgum during that campaign. "He was very inquisitive about politics," Mr. Gettle recalls. "He's hungry for information. He absorbs it, and the process may change his outlook." He is also happy to break with tradition. Typically, North Dakota's Republicans pick their nominee at their convention and the winner runs in a pro forma primary. After Mr. Burgum came in third place at the party confab, he challenged the winner anyway. He traversed the state and overcame a 40-point deficit in the polls. He took an unconventional approach, which was unpopular with a lot of people and was with me because I'm a party guy, says John Trandum, the North Dakota Republican Party's first vice chairman. I like to honour our convention results. Mr. Burgum did not govern as a MAGA type. "We came in not as the establishment, but if you had to throw us into a bucket, it would be the Chamber of Commerce type Republican," says Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor from 2016 to 2023. He calls the governor a pragmatist who pushed deregulation and lower taxes. Allies and adversaries alike accept that social issues don't animate Mr. Burgum as they do much of the Republican base. He signed a restrictive abortion law, admitting his position had evolved since 2016 when he said Roe protected women, but is more comfortable discussing economic development than waging culture wars. He wants his fracking state to become carbon neutral through carbon capture tech. He didn't achieve his goal of reducing income taxes to zero, but he did sign a $515 million income and property tax cut as part of a $19 billion budget last year. His allies point to a state pension system reform, and his emphasis on infrastructure investment. North Dakota has the lowest unemployment rate in the country at 2% and runs a budget surplus. Forbes ranked it the best state to start a business in 2023 and 2024. Mr. Burgum still has critics, particularly among party activists. They made their governor only an alternate delegate at the Republican National Convention, an obvious snub for the highest-ranking elected official in the state. Despite the tax cuts, government spending has grown on his watch. Some Republicans are critical of his pet project, a presidential museum for Theodore Roosevelt, a New Yorker who spent some formative years in North Dakota. Mr. Burgum's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, which included his promotion of a contact tracing app, also angers party members like Lori Hinz, a Republican National Committee woman. She says that she has yet to meet Mr. Trump, but would recommend him to steer clear. For now, Mr. Burgum remains a contender for the vice presidential nod. He has developed a relationship with Mr. Trump since endorsing him, campaigning around the country and appearing outside the Manhattan courthouse during the former president's trial. Mr. Trump's choice could well surprise, but if it is Mr. Burgum, North Dakotans who have watched his ascent won't be shocked. Any doubts about the governor are just a reflection of outsiders' own biases, reckons David Hoag, majority leader of the state Senate. People consistently underestimate him just because he's from North Dakota.